So I recently read this article that talked about this professor who was telling college kids, or telling kids who are thinking about going to college, to maybe look at other options before you think about going to college. And it was interesting because when I was reading what she was writing, effectively what she was saying was that she found herself in this unique position of literally having, you know, two master's degrees and a PhD and literally having no work. I mean, she was unemployed for, like, in her words, a minute. So she was aggressively trying to find, you know, types of employment. Now, imagine she's in this situation where she's thinking, I'm highly educated, I got multiple degrees, which we've been convinced that having multiple degrees puts you in this place where you should be employable, extremely employable. Your opportunity to be employed will be exponentially higher or greater because you have a college degree. Well, guess what? Now she's in a situation where, and she's a professor now, where she's literally saying that wasn't necessarily all the case, which made me stop and think about that for a second. I can tell you, and I've shared this on different platforms, that when I got to college, I had in my mind a degree I was going to get. I was looking for a degree in biology, which I ended up getting a degree in biology. But it was fascinating because I went there with the degree in the biology, which was going to segue me to becoming a doctor. I can tell you, and this is not a slack on anybody else, so please bear with me. When I decided I wasn't going to medical school, it put me in a very unique place. Now, here I am, 19 years of age, 20 years of age, almost halfway through my program. My grades are not the way where I thought they should be. And because no one, or let me rephrase that, because I didn't ask anyone to explain to me what my options were if I wanted to be a doctor, but I didn't necessarily have the best grades. And so guess what I did? I made the decision that maybe it's best for me to change majors. And I had to giggle because I decided to change to an area that came naturally easy for me. And guess what that was? History. No knock on my history majors, because I got some partners of mine who are history majors who ended up doing great things. That's not what I'm saying. I had made the decision that, listen, my goal shifted not from career, not from profession or anything, to career or profession. My decision shifted to focusing on this reality that I was trying to graduate. That became the objective. The objective had nothing to do with a socioeconomic status, better political standing, more financial well-being. My focus was on graduating. That's what I cared about. So guess what ended up happening? I'm walking in and I'm talking to my advisor. You know, here I am at this school, and full disclosure, you got to keep in mind, and this may be, some people are going to be like, why is that relevant? Well, you have to kind of keep in mind what was going on at the time. We're talking mid-80s, I mean late 80s. I'm going to a small private school. I am an African-American student on a campus that's 95% white, and so in my mind, I'm not really thinking I have a whole lot of people who are going to guide me and so forth. And I will roll into my professor, and I love him to death. Fred Punzo, Professor Fred Punzo, walked into his office, and I said, Dr. Punzo, I'm thinking about changing my major. He said, to what? To history. This man looked at me in my face. This is why you got that. And I know you probably said, why do you keep bringing that up? I said, because you got to keep in mind that there is, during this time, there is this thought that you know, you're kind of on your own when you're in a school, when you're heavily in the minority. And that's something that sometimes we don't always talk about. But I digress. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I remember him looking at me and his exact words, and I still remember these words to this day. We're talking 40 years later, if I'm doing the math right, 30 plus years later, excuse me. And I remember him saying to me, he said, and listen, full disclosure, let me throw this out here. My grades weren't the best in the world. I was rocking probably about hovering between a 2 and a 2.5 in my major. So I'm like, I'm just riding out of history because I was taking some history classes. Why not switch? But guess what happened? This happened to me. So I was talking to you before, and I was telling you about how this professor was talking about encouraging students to explore other options besides going to college. And I wanted to share with you what it meant for me when I found myself in this unique position where I was deciding to change my major because I had decided that I wasn't going to medical school because I had convinced myself I didn't have the grades and that clearly I didn't have what it takes, so why even bother? So here I am sitting in front of my advisor, Dr. Punzo, and he is looking at me as I'm telling him that I am thinking it is in my best interest to switch from bio major to history major. He turns to me and he says, Anthony, Tony, what I went by at the time, Tony, I think that is not going to be a good idea. And I'm now here I am, I'm thinking, dude, you are my advisor. You have my transcripts sitting here in front of you. You clearly see what I see. Why the hell would I not change my major? I don't have the grades to be a doctor. Mind you, I didn't tell him that this is what I wanted to be. I just told him he knew I was a biology major. He had told me, he's looking at me, and I'm like sitting here going, Professor, you know, this is what's going through my mind. This is not what I'm saying. I'm looking at my transcripts, and I'm thinking he's got to look at them too. Why would I not change majors? That makes all the sense in the world. So he doesn't even look hard at my grades. I'm sitting here basically, he's basically trying to figure out why are you trying to change? Because I'm thinking, well, I'm not going through this path. My grades aren't the best in the world. So Dr. Punzo says this to me. He says, Tony, I think you should stick it out because African Americans and Latino Americans and Hispanic Americans are grossly underrepresented in science technology. There are not a lot of you in that field, in that area. And there is a lot of you in areas like business and history and so forth like that. So your opportunities will be so much greater if you get a degree as a young black man in the sciences. Now, no one had ever come at me like that before. Now, I didn't have a conversation telling them I'm so miserable, I'm hating, because keep in mind, I enjoy biology. I actually love the labs, I love going to classes, I enjoy the sciences. I had that mindset. The problem is that the grades didn't love me, and so I just thought maybe it was in my best interest to dip onto something a little bit more user-friendly in order to graduate. But I had never had anybody come at me like that, at all. And so when he said that, he told me, he says, take a moment to think about it for a second. I'm not telling you that you have to stay or you have to go or anything, but take a moment to think about it and say to yourself this, I think you really should give a hard thought about that. He said, now, if you want to change your major, I can't stop you from doing that. You're within your rights to do so. I just need you to understand that you will have so many more opportunities if you stick it out in this major. The reason why I bring this up is because in the article I was referring to, she talks about soft majors, and I know what she's referring when she's saying that. She's not disrespecting anybody's major in particular, but if no one talks to you about how your major can help you progress in a particular manner, or how that's going to put you in a certain second socioeconomic bracket, how you're going to be able to make money in that to pay back any student loans you have. Nobody's telling you all that. If nobody's even saying what opportunities may be created for you, guess what? You're not necessarily walking in with the clearest indication of how your degree is going to help you in your life. So I stuck it out. And boy, ooh, that was an ugly stick it out. Because I can tell you that after that discussion, we had a few classes. I did well in a couple that I was actually surprised in. I'm always proud of the fact that I had made a B in my organic chemistry lab and so forth with one of the toughest professors on campus. So that was a great accomplishment. I think my next year I took cellular biology and made a B in that class, which kind of surprised me, but I was very happy. But there were a couple of classes that I took. I took botany and did very badly, which is why I say I hate plants. But I say all that to say that no one talked to me about what this degree would do or if it would do anything for me going forward at all. So here I am, I graduated with the degree. And I have told people before, if you look to my success professionally, in terms of the things that I've done, everything is a straight line from biology. It's a straight line. I mean, I don't get my first job. My first job was working for the state. They wanted somebody with a science background. I had a science background. There was a college in Florida, University of South Florida, that had a special program, graduate program, in industrial hygiene. It was the only one in the state. College of Public Health had at the time had the only Master's of Public Health in Industrial Hygiene. But you know, it was a very competitive program. You had to have a science background, or you've taken some science classes, but you took some science classes, you had to take a special track to get in. But I had a science major background, so that got me in to the only graduate program in the entire state that offered a Master's of Public Health in this very specialized arena that required you to have an aggressive science background, which I did. My bachelor's degree got me that first job. It got me into that graduate program. And because I did so well in my graduate program, I think I graduated maybe 3.3, 3.4, something like that, as opposed to the 2.5 I graduated from undergrad. That gave me the ability to get commissioned as an officer in the United States Navy in the exact field that I had, which was industrial hygiene. And when I decided to pivot and go to law school, that graduate degree made me more competitive and gave me the ability to get into law school, which ultimately led to me practicing law, which ultimately led me to opening up my own law firm, which ultimately led me to sitting on the bench. All of these things, and there are people going to say, well, you know, there were all these things, yeah. But the straight line starts from the biology. From the biology degree. But now, let me tell you, if you would have told me that going to college to get a degree in biology would eventually give me the ability to make a straight beeline path all the way to becoming a judge, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have believed you because no one had talked to me and explained to me how me getting this degree would open up the possibility. The professor I had basically just said, get your degree in this area. There's very few people that look like you that have it. It's going to open doors. He just didn't tell me what the doors were. But in reality, he couldn't tell me. Because at that time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Because remember, here I am at this particular point in time. I have no clue what I want to do with my future. I'm like 19, 20 years old. Hell, I can barely figure out how to scratch my behind and wash some clothes without, you know, mixing and matching things. How the hell was I going to know what I was going to do with the rest of my life? Short answer is I didn't know. I had no clue whatsoever. But the reality is that he had the wherewithal to see the bigger picture to know that with this degree, I had options. I had greater options available to me as opposed to in some other degrees. Now, mind you, he was a professor of biology with emphasis in cellular biology. So, of course, he's looking at it from this standpoint. And I have to trust in my mind that because he's the advisor. So, you know, he's had the opportunity to review my classes. And I remember once someone told me that the professors, they're not dumb. They can, even if your grades may not be an accurate reflection of who you are, they have a pretty decent understanding of who you are and what you're capable of. So I was lucky that he knew what I was capable of, because he could have easily said, yeah, man, you a busted these things. You need to go and get on out, partner. Yeah. Which brings me to another interesting point. One of the struggles that I have is that when we're talking about college, is that college in the grander scheme of things is not really designed to help you transition into a position of employment. Now, there are going to be somebody who says, oh my gosh, you know, there are going to be some educators who are going to lose their mind. I'm like, but think about this for a second. I can tell you that there is not one class that I can remember from undergrad that literally prepared me for what I was going to deal with when I walked out the door. Now, I got some great exposure to different things. I still remember world religion and some of the things I learned in that class. I still remember labor economics and some of the things I learned in that class. I still have many memories about what I learned when I was taking organic chemistry. But the point that I'm making is that when you're in college and you're a college kid, your main focus is to get in and out of college. Even though you know you want to get a job, even though you may want to go to graduate school, even though you may want to serve in the military, at the end of the day, the objective usually is getting in and out of college. I can tell you that when I went to the job placement office, you know, I applied for all kinds of stuff, but you know, there wasn't someone who was sitting there actively saying, hey, this is Anthony, he's got this great skill set, you need to give him a chance. They leave that up to you. During my entire career from 1991 to the present, I have never worked with anybody who graduated from my school, nor did I have anybody who was a part of my educational system connect me with someone that made me gave me the ability to advance at all. So why in the hell would I have this mindset or thought in the deep dark crevices of my mind that this is what schools are designed to do? Now, there are going to be people going to say, you're bashing schools. No, I'm not bashing schools. They serve a specific purpose. But I would make the argument that putting you in a position, i.e. helping you transition into a specific employment situation, improving your socioeconomic status, that's not really what they're designed to do. You know, when you're taking various classes, your professors are, you know, opening your minds to different realities. They're exposing you to different things. They are increasing your skill sets in various manners, and they are expanding your horizon in terms of your ability to view the world from a much more global position. That's all beautiful, well and done. But when you're done graduating and you got that jamming student loan looking at you and so forth, and nobody's hired, all that loftiness means nothing to you when you're broke. So again, I'm not knocking our educational arena. That's that. I need you to understand this. I am not knocking our educational system. However, you know, I shared this with a friend of mine, and I think it's important for us to remember about this going forward. What happens if you just want to work? I mean, what do you mean by what happens if you just want to work? Well, I was talking to my best friend the other day, and he was talking about how, what happens if you don't want to do any of the things that people traditionally expect you to do once you turn 18? And I said, yeah. I said, in my world, there was really three tracks: college, military, trade school. Those are the three tracks. Well, what if you don't want to do any of those three things? What if you have no desire to go to college? What if you have no desire to learn a trade? What if you have no desire to serve in the military? What are your options if you just want to work? What if you're just trying to figure out what you want to do with your life and so forth? You know, the hard part is that we live in a society that really makes it hard, but there are so many more options. You can do things like streaming. You can make money gaming. You can do things with podcasts and YouTube videos to create revenue streams. There are other ways to create revenue streams for yourself. The problem is that we don't have enough people who are educating each other about how to do those things. And we definitely need to be more aggressive about educating our youth about that. I can tell you, I am bad. I am somebody with 3 degrees who served in the military. And so I am always one of those persons who think about those tracks as a mechanism to improve your socioeconomic status. But the harsh reality is that our society is not limited to those tracks. I've shared this with some of my colleagues. I've said to myself, I think too much of the problem is that we tell ourselves that these specific tracks are the guaranteed source of success and improvement of your socioeconomic status. And my argument would be, under limited circumstances, that would be the case. Because even if you take those tracks and do certain things, there's no guarantee. I have friends of mine who went to law school with me who don't practice law anymore. I mean, I know someone right now, beautiful young lady, was in moot court, brilliant woman, and went and worked for a top law firm for a few years, decided that's not what she wants to do. She's a nurse now. I have another friend of mine, same thing, brilliant financial mind. Guess what she did? Didn't want to be a lawyer anymore. Now she's a dentist. Loves it. I mean, I have a friend of mine, a human resource. I have a friend of mine who literally is working for human resource for a Fortune 500 company. Not practicing law, didn't want to do it anymore. Another friend of mine, another one, worked for a big law firm, decided she didn't want to do that, opened up her own law firm, decided she didn't want to do that, and then decided to go back to school, pursue her passion, because guess what? Her undergraduate degree was in education. She became a professor. She's teaching. So here we got people who literally who went down specific tracks into areas that you would expect would reasonably put them in a better socioeconomic status. It did, but that's not what they wanted to do. They pivoted to something else. So there's no guarantee that if this is something that you want to do, this is what's going to be what makes you happy. But we don't talk about that. We don't tell our kids, and I'm not going to knock any parents or anything or even the educational system, but I often wonder do we do a good enough job of educating our kids about what options they can explore. And part of the problem is that we have conditioned ourselves to believe that when they hit 18, 19, 20, they should be able to start to figure out these things, and we are there more as a guidance. Sometimes we have to literally say, do this, try that, so that this way they can see where their skill sets will develop and really where their talents lie. Because a lot of times when you're young, you don't know. And I can tell you, when I was in college, I didn't know where my skill sets lie. I didn't know what I was good at and what I wasn't good at. I didn't know what I needed to do in order to improve my socioeconomic status. So this is what I would probably say to anyone who is thinking about going to college. There is nothing wrong with exploring your options. There is nothing wrong with saying, I'm going to wait a year or two before I jump into the college realm so I can figure out what I want to do with my life. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And more importantly, I would tell any young person, ask a million questions to as many people as possible so you can give yourself a bigger picture. It's okay if you're confused about what you want to do. It's okay if you're not sure if this is what you have to do. It's okay if you want to take a little while longer to be a kid and enjoy having someone give you guidance. Enjoy it for as long as possible. Take the time to figure out who you are before you make the decision to try to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life. And if college is not your thing, it doesn't have to be.